your body, because the day don't you die to your body, we come shmin. That's the first step. The first step. Then the second step is, Mawi bei yoshechei chiles asiyo seo inezek. Mawi bei yoshechei chiles asiyo seo inezek. Teima bei gyal bi odom, shei chiles asiyo seo inezek. That's the second step. So we say, eish techiya, the third step. Then there is no fourth step. So not only you say the opposite, but whereas in respect to the deduction of shem from veirish, we have to resort to five steps. So in connection with the deduction of odom and regel from veirish, we don't have to follow up five steps, just three steps. So that's why Rashi calls it paugim. All right. The Afanio Michel was on the regular song. The Hyam, the Hish, the Hyam, the Kuni, Hakma, the Shinde, Avakar, the Asi, the Malasa Shode, the Lady Shahim, when it was on. What can I put in there? Hadido, who was on the back, the Shahim, the Nayo, the Kuru Maru, the Hadido, the Mikol, the Nayo, the Avos, the Kerem, the Bay. Kerem, Meish, the Regal, the Shem Yodom, the Tom Nikule, Shahim, the Kuloso, Ubey. Namulasi, the Mautuch, the Dabri was, the Kashuk, Lime, Kishod is Kerminai. So, why don't you want to say Kishod is Kerminai? Inokat Keren, Niketred wasn't it. Umihad Nido. The Inokat Rikai, the Lushem, the Yodom, by the Keren, the Asiachai, the Bahim was a Shoshabe, Chief, the Wahad, the Himbeer, Namulasi, the Inokatish, by the Keren, the Asiachem, the Beer, the Bahim of Malaysia, the Hales, the Doshi, Romo, King Kerry. Tema, Bishem, the Potter Lake, it was this letter in a carriage here, who be an amateur last night, Shahidat in the Wazi, Mashenke, Mashenke. So the Mora says, the shot is being opposite, the shot is being of the night, bigger than one more Mazik, Aziko, except Ker. Why Ker not? Because bigger than another Mazik possesses a couple of that Kevin does not possess. What's the common kumpet that Beir and any other Mazik possesses over and above Kevin? Because we have been close. What does it mean we have been close on? Rashi doesn't say. Rashi doesn't say. But he says, mentions two possible pshat and one pshat Tesis rejects. Because one pshat, the first shot that presents itself in one's mind immediately with the Mishkal Rishay, so his mind is close on means that in the Shalom is a Shalom, but this is rejected. Any reforish, Shem Shalom is a Shalom. Then Kerem, Name Asya, Kibu Iksi. In other words, one shot and some of the Shem have that shot. Have that shot. That mind is close on means the Shalom is a Shalom. So Eitzel says, no, how can we say Shechem Adam Kroso that the common chumah that Beir and Chavonai possess over the above Ker is the fact that it's Mishalim Rishonim? But the, so Keren could be deduced if the Gemara discusses where the question is whether Keren could be deduced or Keren could not be deduced. So that means that the Gemara discusses it in the subjunctive. Suppose the Torah had not mentioned Karen. Could we deduce Karen? The Torah had mentioned Beir and Eish. Beir Chavonai. So the Gemara says, we couldn't deduce Karen if Karen hadn't been mentioned. So if Karen hadn't been mentioned, so then, how could we say, Mal and Beir and Eish, Shechem Wadim for us on? It doesn't mean that they show in the reality. We are discussing it in the subjunctive. If the Torah had mentioned the halacha, the parasha of Keren, if the Torah hadn't mentioned the parasha of Keren, so we wouldn't know there's a difference between the first time and the fourth time. So then I would be able to deduce from Beir and Eish, just in Beir and Eish is higher the first time in the Shomen, Kevin too. So that's why this is rejected. Every portion is shown in the Shomen. Then came Kevin and Asya. Can you exceed? Because after all, we are discussing it in the in the subjunctive. We are discussing it in the subjunctive. So what does Rabbi Yishaya say? The Rishayim, could you explain the Gemara? Shechemu adi, mitchloson in the sense, mishal mirishon. So Rabbi Yishaya is the kasher. So how can it be? So carry asye. Because it's beyond the mitchloson. But in the Torah, he didn't mention carry. So I don't know there is such a thing. Yes, we are mitchloson, not we are mitchloson. It wouldn't occur to anybody's mind that there is such a thing. So Rabbi Yishaya says, when Gemara says, he showed his beta of Nali Asikura the Baumi Karen, so we should be telling you, Fach Baumi Kura Shechimu Adin Tolosan. Gemara means that suppose the Torah had mentioned Beira Mesh, and the Torah had mentioned the Pasuk that Yishaya goes, he pays Echot Nezek. And then I would try to use, and the Torah would not have mentioned it. What Gemara means is this: Kishon is bay on the Chad Nai. Kishon is bay on the Suppose the Torah had mentioned the psukim lamed gimel and lamed aleph in mishpatim. The chidush dachish beir or the yichreish beir, the lo yichasenu min hoshom asher chamir. But the beir nishal in kesef yashav the bore b'mitzvah. And in addition, the Torah mentioned the pasuk. He said, "Seish umotzo keitzi v'nechal godu shel yakom o yasod shalom nishal hamaber esabeir." And in addition, the Torah mentioned just one pasuk regarding Karen, the pasuk that deals with Kenta, the Hidab Sheri Shashir Eyu Romains, Umochu as Asher Achai, the Hotse Escaspe, the Gamasani Siatu. That's the posse that deals with Shirtam. But the Torah wouldn't mention posse one of God. Oh, indeed, that is Shir Nago who would deal to Shay, the Lord Ishmael Ubal of Shalom Shirta Kadashir Amesirai. That's the posse that deals with what? Suppose the Torah had mentioned the posse, Kwame Gimel Amadal, dealing with Bay. And posik in the posik hey dealing with age, and the posik lamed hey dealing with shetam, and would not mention any other mazik, nor would it mention posik lamed bo that deals with shetam. So then I would be able to learn out shen regel. I would be able to learn out kermit, even though the Torah mentioned already kermitam. That he pays her damages. But the Torah did not mention, we are assuming that the Torah does not mention Posikwane Gov of Shemuel. So he just mentions the Psukim dealing with Beir, the Posik dealing with Age, the Posik dealing with Shemuel. And no other Psukim. So I would be able to learn out Shen, I would be able to learn out Regel, I would be able to learn out Odo, but I wouldn't be able to learn out Karen Wet, that he pays in Ezek Shalom, because I could say, do you know why Beir and Ish are higher in Ezek Shalom? Because at the very outset they are higher in Ezek Shalom. Tema be Karen, how can you say that after three times, once the Karen addicts itself, so then he should pay in Ezek Shalom? But after all, at the very outset, the Torah says that he pays on the Chotzen Ezek. This is how Rabbi Yishaya explains the Gemara. So in other words, because Rabbi Yishaya explains it the way the Pshat, in accordance with the Pshat, the things he rejects. He says, "Ey, we probably should be shouting at the Shalom. Did King Karen Abbasi keep him like sea?" So Rabbi Yishaya says, no, what it means, even if the Torah had mentioned the possibility dealing with Tam, but wouldn't mention the possibility of Moed, I couldn't deduce the halacha of Moed. Because I would say, Malikule Sharimua de Mitchrosom. Tima Mikere, the Torah says, that the first time, this is how Rabbi Yeshaya explained the Gemara. But, how does Rabbi Tam explain the Gemara? The Moed de Mitchrosom, Haile Shedal from Ahazim. Mashenkin Mikeren, the Stam Shlorim, the Cheska Shibokan, the Mandoma Pauliniski Gnosi. Mandoma rather at the Keran and Kikve, Hyman Mandoma the Paul Miniski Momeni, Shedar to the Hazard, who we can't do Haskishimo, the word to my Shapir Shakuntras in his polish here. I mean, it's a strange wash. Word to my Shapir Shakuntras in his polish here. Why? What is a Hill Kam Rashi? Rashi says he doesn't know, so what is a Hill? Rashi didn't know, all right, I'm the Kam. Knew, I mean. So he says, the word, in other words, not as Rashi says, that this is a difficult expression. Because it's not mentioned in the Gemara, who is the Mandoma who says Karnadik? There is, it is mentioned in the Gemara, who is the Mandoma who says Karnadik? That's the Mandoma who says Karnadik, that's Rapport. In other words, so that's the Shita of Ramadan. We discussed it already. According to Ramadan, so the Mandoma who says that Stam Shvori is Lav Lechaz Kashimokan, the Stam Shvori is in Cheska Shiva Kaine, so that means that actually, if there hadn't been any special Zerosakosu, I should say that Karen, even at the very outset, the owner should pay in every show. I'm sorry. So, and if there hadn't been any Zerosakosu, so then I should say Zerosakosu, if there had been no Zerosakosu dealing with Karen, so then I should say that at first the Bala Keren should not pay him heavy damages. Because the Kaskashima Kain is not negligent in any way. The average ox is presumed innocent, restrained, disciplined, not ferocious. So why should you hire it? But the Torah imposed extra care upon the owner in order that he should be induced. He should be induced to watch the Sharia, to prevent damage. But without this special Zerosakosu, I should say that he's put on the the first time. So, that means that all Maziki have a Chumre, a common Chumre that Karen doesn't possess. Because all Maziki, so the owner is negligent at the very outset. Karen, at the very outset, the owner is completely innocent. Why should he watch? So maybe I could say, since at the very outset, so he's innocent, he's not even considered as a mazik. So how do we know that after he addicted himself, so the owner is responsible? I could say, Mashenke, Mando Makar Madipe, that's a pocket, who says that Paul Geniski is Momene, because Tam Shmoli is Lavre Kazashmakar. The average ox is to be presumed undisciplined, undisciplined, ferocious, wild. So melee, that means that without this special parasha of Karen, I should say that he should pay the exhortation even the first time. But the Torah had compassion upon him. So melee, if the Torah had not mentioned all these halachos, so if Torah had not mentioned Karen, so I would say Karen is not Chayek. This is how Rav Netan explains. Alright. Rashi says, so then the Gemara says, Karen Chayek bin Tamis Lemiadis. Now the question is, according to Rav Yishai's Pshat, that when the Gemara says Kishon is Be'er in Ayas Kud Matzav in Ba'al Mikere Mishin Kito Yilfach Ba'al Kud Shechemar in Chosu and according to Rabbi Yishai it means Ma'al Chosu Mishal Yerushon. So this is Kashi is how can we say Shem Mishal Yerushon if the Torah is discussing it in the subjunctive, if the Torah hadn't mentioned Karen, and the Torah had mentioned just Be'er in Ayas, then I would deduce that even Karen is Chayel Yerushon. So what is Rabbi Yishai saying? What Roman means is, suppose the Torah had mentioned the psukim dealing with Beradesh, and had not mentioned any other mazik. But of Keren, the Torah would mention just the Pasuk Lamed Hey that deals with that, and wouldn't mention where. So then I couldn't deduce the Keren where is higher, because I, and it's a Sholem, because I could say, do you know why all these are higher than the Sholem? Because at the very outset are higher than the Sholem. But Keren, the Torah says, at the very outset is higher than the Chotzinezet. Maybe the fourth time, he's also higher than the Chotzinezet. So then the question arises against Rabbi Yishai, Rabbi Yishai himself had the question. So why would the Gemara say, Elomai Yuchase Kasim Rahmon Yuchaseyen, Keren Lechalim Vintavon Meredes? Keren Lechalim Vintavon Meredes, but we are discussing it in the case of the subjunctive. If the Torah had mentioned the Mazikim of Beir and Age, plus Keren Tam, so it's not necessary to mention Keren in order to mention the Aloch of Moed. So Rabbi Yishai gives the Teretz, even if the Torah had mentioned the Pasuk of Tam, the Pasuk of Tam, so that at the very outset the Gala Keren pays on Chotzinez, and the Torah had mentioned also the Mazik of Beir and the Mazik of Ish. So then I will be able, but no other Mazik, not Chedron, not Chen, not Odom, not Keren Moed. So then, Limandom, Keren Adike, I will be able to learn out that Moed is higher. That Moed is higher. Because Limandom, Keren Adike. So why would the Torah mention the parasha, the psukim, dealing with Moed? In order to tell us the difference between Tam and Moed. But the question is, but Tam is mentioned already. And we only are trying to deduce that Moed is Mishalom and Shalem. And the Koit Mandoma Keren Adipe, so we can deduce. So why did the Torah have to mention the psukim dealing with Moed in order to advise us the Aloha of Moed? But the Aloha of Tam, so it's written already. We are discussing it. The Gemara is discussing it in the subjunctive. The answer is, even if the Torah had mentioned the Pasuk doing with Tam, but the Torah had not mentioned the Pasuk doing with Moed, so I would know that there is Aloha. Once it becomes addicted, so he has to pay the Rishon. Because we can learn out the Yalfitse from Beir. Beir is in Davar Lechlaz. And so he's higher, so Keren Moed, that is Davar Lechlaz, and it's a natural hazard. So certainly should be higher. But would I know all the potting, how a Sheila becomes Moed? For example, there's Nabai and Gemara, whether Liude Ture or Liude Gara. So in order to pay the Tekshoren, there are many other halachas besides the fact that it has to be a natural act. According to one sheet of Rashi, so the halacha is that when does the Baal Hashem Ramuet pay the Tekshoren for the fourth Nidiche? If the fourth Nidiche took place on the fourth day, but if the fourth Nidiche took place on the third day, let's say there was one Nidiche on Sunday, and then the Baron was informed. Then the Baron, even though he was informed of the Yechan Sunday, he didn't decide to watch the Sheyah. So he was negligent again, didn't exercise any care over the Sheyah. So then the Sheyah was in Yechan on Monday again. And the Baron was immediately informed. And then the Sheyah was in Yechan on Tuesday again. The Baron was immediately informed. He remained negligent. And then, according to one washing basis, So if the same Sheya on Tuesday made the fourth Nidiche, he's fine. Only if the Sheya will make the fourth Nidiche on Wednesday, it has to be on four different days. That has nothing to do with being a natural act or not a natural. Because once the Sheya addicted itself to going, it goes already three times, Sunday morning, Monday morning, Tuesday morning, and then in Tuesday afternoon, it goes a fourth time, So it was a natural act. It doesn't become any more natural, more than usual when it goes on Wednesday morning. But still there is extra sakoso. That in order to bring it as a, so the fourth mitichel must take place on the fourth day. Would we know him? What, how do we know? Because of the pasuk. Because of the pasuk. In Mishpatim, Oy neida kishei anadachu mitmei yoshiu shei kelo yishmerenu. So it means mitmei yoshiu shei will learn out 3 days in Yiches, and then he's hired the Shoah on the fourth day. But if the Torah had not mentioned Pasuk 1 and 4, would I know this Aroche? If the Torah had just mentioned Beiramish, in addition, Pasuk 1 a day of Shirkah, and no Pasuk 1 and 4, pointing out all the details in the Aroche of Mu'ed, would I know? And let's say, according to Mandoma, that we would the Gabre. So even if there is no we would the Gabre, even though there is a we would the Ture, he's still not higher than the Shoah. So how do we know the Aloha of the we would the Gabre? Because the Torah spelled out all these halachas in Possibam Grove. But we only is discussing this situation in subjunctive. If the Torah had not mentioned Possibam Grove, the Torah had mentioned only Beir and Age and Possibam Day. So then, I would know for Yalfuse from Beir and Age that Mu'et, if it's natural, so then he's higher. But I wouldn't know that in addition to Yehudi Ture, there must be a Yehudi Gavre. Now that the Torah mentioned Possibam Grove, I know that there is a requirement of Yehudi Gavre, and according to one Shite, there is a requirement that the fourth Mitichel must take place on the fourth day. So that's the pshat. Alright. So, my Yehudi has cast in the Rachmoy, we can say, Keren Lechalim Tamas Mulaadis, Shem Rego Lepeka Mishis Rabi, Bey Yehudi Tabi Yezakel, who have given him Chayim HaMizkikim Mibeya. HaMizkikim Mibeya. So, what's the purpose of mentioning it? So lift the bay as a odom. Odom chayim ba'avod vomit. Eish lift the bay as a tom. Rabbi Yudim chayim ba'avod sitom ba'eish la'asui yamal, la'asui yamit chachanei ve'yisich sechavon. Even though this is in holo, it's an unusual damage done by eish. Eish normally does not damage stone, does not see the stone. But if he did, in an unusual way, so the Baal Eish is high. Now let's see the Rashi. We can say that we imagine Eish, but imagine it's a Rabbi, 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 למה יוחסי כסמי רחמונה? ויוחסי. So we understand, קרן, קודם מנדומה, קרן עדיף, וכאו אותם לשם רדו, because we couldn't learn it out without the Torah spelling it out, explicitly, בניש רבי, but ביום יפתם זה הקרן, and when I'm human, I'm the human, ביום יפתם זה אודם, but ביום, if the Torah hadn't mentioned ביום, we couldn't learn out all the things, so ביום certainly had to be mentioned. The Torah had to mention Beir and one more, but Beir had to be mentioned. So it says, "Utrosh Beir and Beir and Beir Simo." The Beir is Tzrichah LeNichta. The Mekor Chayin Nayel LeNapa. The Kulan Daat LeLechlazi. The Bar LeBeir. Ayin Dorish Nim Chesach Eim. No Chesach LeNapa. Lift the Besod. Okay, Hashem Hashem Lord. Odo Bochet Hashem Chachma. The Chayin Bar LeBor. Tzar Yim Hashem Zedesh. Mashem Yipochahan. Lift the Besatom. Shemo Yipkod 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 and the contract to them, so Lassu Yodicha Chalimut, that's in Rolo, Shidicha Choleish, Chashos Yishol Habere, O Yisich Zecho Abono, if the fire singed the Chmishe of the Sode on the stones, so Vado Yishayat Moshe Yisich Zecho, and Yitzhak Yitam, El Yisich Zecho, 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 Now, Rashi says, with his parashim, Tetzer says that it is his parashim. The Mandoma says that how the Mitzke Momeir, Rapport, Rabbi Yishayah and the Raibet, Rabbi Yitraibet said this is before. So the Raibet said, now let's see what the cause is. With his parashim, Yechen, Nichta, Bitzar, who be that akil? Now, what do you mean by Akedah? This is Hey on the base. So that Akedah means down on down. This is that Akedah. Because the Gemara says that being on the base at the bottom, with Shmura, Omar Abide, Tonishe, Kaam, Mabushim. So, and then the Maskoni is, on the Kor of the Chor, Loi, the Yachem, Shekab Moslazi, Kiriyashem, Shekab Moslazi. So if the Torah had mentioned Keren, I couldn't be doing Shem from it, because Keren is more homo. Why is Keren more homo? Because Kamos Lazi. That's the Mandoma, that's Rabbi Maskoner of Rabbi, according to the law. Mandoma Keren Adite, who is that Mandoma? Now we have here the Havamine, the Havamine of Rabbi Yude, assume that Kavnos of Hazik is a Kure, and the Maskone of Rabbi Yude assume that Kavnos of Hazik is a Chumre. So, in other words, according to the way. So that means, usually, if you pass this Roshna Gemore, when Gemore says, with Babu Karen, so that means that the Ikashite is with Babu Karen. Then, Mando, Marada, Rabbi Karen, Adive, Kavnos of Hazik, Abu Karen. But first the Gemara says with Baruch. So it's mashma that this is the shita that we pass. But according to Rambam Tam's Pshat, we understand very well. Because according to Rambam Tam's Pshat, so that means with Baruch accords with Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yeshua, who says Tam Shvoim is the Cheska Shimokai. So then, on the contrary, so Karen is cow. Karen is not homo. So we couldn't learn out Karen. Karen from Beir and Eish, Beir and Eish, or from Beir and Redel, from Beir and Chen. Because we could say, do you know why Beir and Eish, Beir and Redel, Beir and Chen are higher? Because the owner is negligent. Mashiach in Karen, so some shlomo has the shiva kind. He's disciplined, the shaykh. He's not negligent. Why should we hire? So, and we pass like Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yeshua. So the Ikashite is, as the Gemara says, we bow each other. And I'm the Omar Adar, I'm the that's Rapope, who says, Paul, the Miske Momene, Stam Shmon, Mabu, that's the Shimokan. We don't pass like Rapope. So that's why the Gemara says there, Uman Doma Kara, you understand very well. But according to the Gemara, that Ubar no Oma Kerala Dife, there's the Maskone of Rabbi Yude, there's the Maskone of Gemore. So that means that when Gemore says Ubar no Kerala, it accords with the Havamin of Gemore, the Havamin of Rabbi Yude, that we say just the other way. So that we say Loyuti Akere. So Loyuti Hashem Shinkarnose Lazi. So that's why it's higher. Kiri Akere Shinkarnose Lazi. So that it seems that the Loshna Gemore, which appears to be the Ika Aloche, so is not a little diokase, is a little halabe. And with Mandoma, Kevin Adipe, that's a little diokase. It's strange. That's strange. The contra on the ground is just the other way around. So Loshna Gemore is smooth. Anyway, but this is what the cause is. But the Raibet, Shmuel Metzes mentions it, the Kitzah, the name of the Raibet, what you have in this Medrash, the Kedushia Raibet and Mavakami, the Raibet explains the Gemore just like the Kohen. Interesting. But this is strange. I mean, so then, if the Baal, who mandu Omar Adra, the Kerala, the Shtoresla Hazik, so it means the Maskone of Rabbi Yude, The Tanya's life is Chumre. So what's the Gemara before with Bar Mikare? That the cause with the Havar of the Gemara. That's strange. It's not only with you, that's it. So why does the Gemara say Bar Mikare? Other of it. The Gemara could have said Uman Yoma. So he says Asikure Vikare Mishin Vikare Adik Uman Yoma Kare Lava Dikare Bar Mikare. Then we could understand, according to the cause and the highest path. But the cause, but Gemara says it this way, so that's very simple.
Thank you. Beis and Bava Kama, Yud Dal Cheshvan Heitav Shemim Gimel, October 31st, 1982, on Sunday. Shir Chaf Beis and Bava Kama, Yud Dal Cheshvan Hei Tov Shemim Gimel, October 31st, 1982, on Friday. Sunday.
Now, bigger and be more massive. You should learn how with all the other mazik. For example, if the Torah mentioned bigger and the age. So we could learn how, we could learn how the other mazik. So as you said, we could learn how Shem, because we could say as follows. This is the first step. So he's hired. So Shem Shedavir Razi, Kuri Kosh. So that's the first step. Then, so we say, Maulibeh, so the second step, we get to raise it here. Maulibeh, Shachin Khazir Sonezek, Tema Bishem, Shachin Khazir Sonezek. That's the second step. So then we say, Eish Dechik. Eish Dechik. This is the third step. Because Eish is not successful as Dechik, still it is higher. So we can reduce Shem, even though it's not, because it does not have the home that the Beah possesses, namely, of Philadelphia as Dechik, it should also be higher. So Mashi did the good thing, Shem asked the good thing. The chipach is malay shachimed is leach bin rolo bin shein rolo. So then we could say tima bishem shachimed. So then the fourth step would be we can raise another pillar. Malay shachimed is beish has the chumre shachimed is leach bin rolo bin shein rolo. Tima bishem shachimed is leach elu bivolo elu bivolo. So. So then we say Beya Techiyah, because Beya does not have the chumre of Rolo, because Beya is Potter HaRolo, and according to Rashi, Odom is in Rolo. Odom is in Rolo because he's doubtish of Odom to watch himself, so against Nisa. And that's the reason as to why the Torah says, Sheol Odom, Rikabei Nisa. So, so in other words, in five steps, we could learn out the Shem from Beir Alish. The Chibar is now Alish from Ezra from the Rol Bishen Rol, Tima Bishen Shem Ezra from the Rol, or Mikoshe, Lurash Kechon Shem Rol Bishen, the Moch Kodoma Shem Rol, we have it only in Shem, and we told in the Kevin, Kim Bin Amir Lezik, vi mishkachas bishuvinye nevet meish li ischai vabeiro vi vire vi shen name rose li pao gildine. Pao gildine means that, as we explained it last time, in other words, that we do not have to go through all the five steps, just in three steps. So the alfuse is completed in three steps. Only in meish lachude, because we could learn out shen just from meish. Just for me. So in other words, this discussion against Rashi is, how does Rashi say that when we learn out Shem from Beir, and then we raise the Pirche, Mal Beir Shechim Chesach Yosun Ezek, Dima Bishem Shechim Chesach Yosun Ezek, so then we say, Eish Techiyah. So then we say Pirche, Mali Shachimedes Leachel, Shachimedes Leachel, Beirolo, Beirolo. So Eish is Chayev, even if the Eish consumes something that is not usual, something that is not adapted to being consumed by Eish. So then we say Beirolo. So this discussion against Rashi is, how can we say, Tima Bishem Shachimedes Leachel, Beirolo? Why? Because if a behemoth will eat ksus, will eat the garment, so then it will be potter. So it's potter. But if a behemoth eats a garment, not food, so then it is garment, it is not shed. So Taisa says, Umiyo Yeshlema, we can answer that question. Umiyo Yeshlema, Pir Shah Kunknes, Yishato Pachimum Pirche, Lushal Chemishem. The Chalgam, the Kobe Pachimum, Gabriel and Isho, Mao Isho Shachimin of Mir. So Taisa answers the Kashi against Rashi. Number eight, we can, Rashi is not there. Number eight, that we can't say, Maui age. You know why age is higher? Because age has a chumre over the bobshe. Because age has the chumre that is higher even for a hezek shein rola. Even if the age burns singes keli, which is not usual, and it's not adapted for that kind of hezek. So it's still higher. Teva b'shem, that is not higher if the shem will need out garments. Godim. So the kashim is, but if the shem needs godim, so then it's not shem. So it's keren, that's mishune. So Taisa says, no, even though it's not shayach, we can still say pirche. How do we know that? So here too, even though it's not shayach, but we can still say pirche. So you have to understand it. Gabei ish also. Let's see the Gemara. Gabei ish. The Chayyam of Tomer Ba'achinu, Gabei the Bishon, Mao ish ish chayyam nilo. There is machlekes in the Mishnah Ba'achinu between Rabot and Rabi Yude as to whether Leish la'avodim beishes or Eim la'avodim beishes. So the Rabot would say that if somebody is chayyam ben t'knayni, so he's chayyam ben all the Hebron. Nezek, Tzara, Bipu, Shebes, and even beishes. Even though in the parashe of Beishes, Ochev is mentioned, but a Nebed is Ochev in Mitzvahs, he's Mechuyev in Mitzvahs, Kiyishan. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Yotze Ebed, Kiyinot Tzah Moshi. Kiyinot Tzah Moshi Yardov, Ish Liyochev. Bimishi Yesh Liyahimot, that we chesom alav. Yotze Ebed Shim Liyahimot. V'Rabbonon, Ochev in Mitzvahs. So it's a machlokes, according to Rabbanon. Eved Knaini is Bechol Beishes, according to Rabbi Yehuda is not Bechol Beishes. So why do the Rabbanon say that there is a Chiyuv Beishes if someone is Chiyuv Knaini? Because he is Ochel. So you know as the Kashe, if according to Rabbanon, and Eved Knaini is considered Ochel, he comes within Ochel, so then by Edes there is a Ochel of Ochel. Now, an akum is postulates because an akum is not ochi. But an etnaimi should be kosher leides, according to Rabbanon. Because an etnaimi is the whole ochi. He's elonato, Rabbanon, he had a kosher leides, the chsibi, the checker, hey, checker, one of ochi. And according to Rabbanon, an etnaimi is ochi. Omarule, eides, we mochi sam. We couldn't say that an etnaimi is kosher leides, according to Rabbanon. Even though he comes within ochi, but there is a special outpusset from which we deduce that an Eved is postulates. Why? Asek Eides in Kalachim Amish, Umay Yisho Shio Uyolovi Biko, Psumo Eides, Eved Shein Uyolovi Biko, in deep she postulates, Mao Yisho Shachimino Uyolovi Milo. That's why she's postulates. Tima Eved Shein Uyolovi Milo, but Eved is Chayim Milo, so maybe it's Kosher Eides also. Kotni is holding Milo and still is postulates. So we learn out that Eved is postulates from Mamotzinu, from Isho and Kotni. So the Gemara says, Mao Isho Shechem Eruyo Milo. Here it's also Tzvoyev Sheh. I mean, Isho is the Chayach Milo. So still, the Gemara says, Mao Isho Shechem Eruyo Milo. So it's a raye. So it's a raye that we can make it pirch. If man something is Tzvoyev Sheh. So here too, Rashi is not difficult. In other words, so we can say pirche if we try to deduce the chain is higher from a mamatzinu, from beir and age. So first we say umah beir shein darter lechlazi higher. So shein she darter lechlazi koshin higher. So mali beir shein lechlazi nezik. So then we say, Mal Eish, So for that we have to say Beyotechia. But how could we even say the Pilche? So it's Bachem, so it's Yevsha. The answer is we can say Pilche even though it's not Yevsha. But we have to understand that too. How is a child? You know, on the surface, it doesn't even make sense. How can we make a pilch from something that is loyash? So that kashi can be directed, that can be more in overcoming that pichesos. So there is a very simple tenet. If the halach that the nisho is too of nira, because the nisho. So if the halach that the mal nisho would be based upon the fact that Mitzias is not Shaykh Mila and Nisha. Because Mila, the Chiyuv of Mila is the Nore, and Nisha does not have a Nore. So the Mela, she is not higher than Mila. So then we couldn't make a Mila. But if, besides the fact that the Nisha is not Shaykh Mila, Al-Pidin and Nisha is Mufkas of Mila, then we could make a Mila. Now, why is the child to be shy? Andreas. What is Andreas? Andreas is one who has both organs, the male organs and the female organs. Now, the logic is that Andreas is soft. If we have to say that a woman is not the cause of the mitzvah's milah, so then, I'm not taking this. It's not Mufkas, but the only business why she's not Mufkas and Mile, because the Mitzies, it's not Shayach Mile. Mile is Shayach and Nor. Suppose a male who has been shown was mutilated and he has no law, he has no key. So of course, it's not Shayach to be married. So an Isha, not that she's Mufkas, an Isha has the same status like a man who was mutilated and he has no king. But so then it will follow, suppose she is an Isha and she has a gift. Let's say unlegalness, assuming unlegalness is something so or something negated. Assuming that unlegalness is negated, but he has a gift. He has the male organs, so the male should be higher than him. But if we see from certain machine that unlegalness is potamimile, and he's only higher than Sophic. So then it would, why? Because maybe he has a din of his own. But he, assuming that he has a din of the Nikeiko, then it's potamimile, even though we see it is possible to be mal, the unlegalness, so then we arrive that unlegalness is mufkel. Now, so let's see the more in Shabbos. Now, Mila is Mala is Lecha Shabbos. How about Mila of Andreas is a Lecha Shabbos, so it's not Lecha Shabbos. So there is a Gemara. That could come in the head. Tome Rabon. Or was it Mala is Lecha Shabbos. The Torah says, Uvaldime, Uvaldimashini, Yime, Psalm, Lossi. Or was it Mala is Lecha Shabbos. The voice of the Shabbos, or was it bad idea as a Shabbos? We would have been in the Shabbos. So Rashi says, I'm bringing this, so people, we live in Ashmosh's name, so people's money, so people's money, we can be like both, so people shall all be pushed. So even though the Gemara mentions the posse, or was it bad idea as a Shabbos? We would so people as a Shabbos. So we could explain it's a special Tzatzakosu that you as Andreas is not Lecha Shabbos. There is a Lochet that his name is not Lecha Shabbos. His name is the Chiyuv is not. Be Teresophic, he's Teresvagai, that is a Syrian baby. So if it's a Syrian baby is born by the Lecha Shabbos, you cannot tell his name is Lecha Shabbos. You have to wait for something. But Syrian is the Chiyuv, is the Vada. Except that since there is no lady, so it's a special Tzatzakosu, that his will is not Lecha Shabbos. But the Chiyuv is a chiluk of matter. So maybe, so we see that there is such a thing. The third milas, even though the chiluk milas is gematai, but it's not even Shabbos. So maybe by amdeginess, then the tzitzis hakosher milas amdeginess is not even Shabbos. But not because it's so. But Rashi emphasizes amdeginess so people. That's why it's not even Shabbos. It's not even Shabbos. So the to Rashi, it's not a special tzitzis hakosher. It's not a special tzitzis hakosher. That Milas Andreas is not Milas Shabbos. But why is it Milas Shabbos? Because only Milas Vada is Milas Shabbos. Milas Sofik is not Milas Shabbos. Andreas is a Sofik. Maybe he's a woman. If he's a woman, so there is no Chimo Mila. So we see, so, but the Mitzias, it is Shaya to be Malan Andreas, he has a G. So from Rashi it appears that the Halokhe, that Isha is not Hayabas and Mila is not only Mitzias, because yes, she has no gi. Even if she will have a gi, so it's Aloche, and Isha is Tumo from it. You can say a standing at table, you can say the reason is why the Torah will pattern a woman from Mila, because generally a woman is not child from the mom. You can say that they're standing, but we are not interested in timing, it's not. It's none of our concern to explain why the Torah said so. So we see that the Anisha is with cast of the Mitzvah. Now let's see what Asa says there. Teitzah says that when the Gemara says, Olosei Vada Dirchas HaShabbos, V'Moisofi Dirchas HaShabbos, so Nira Lili Das Mach Devar Mo, V'Litz L'Chol Ahoch, Dirchat Is Kadai Dirchalos HaShabbos. In other words, it's a smachta, we don't even have to resort to a special Tirs HaKosom, that Nira Sofi is not Dirchas HaShabbos, Meir HaKei Seh, that Sofi, he should be able to be Mal with Sofi, if it's a Sofi, whether it's Chayim Nira or not, so, but the Gemara made the price and mentions of Ose Badai. So he says, in respect to Sofi Kisras Mach, because without the Posik, I know it's a story that Mila Sofi is not the Shabbos. But the Posik is necessary in Gabi Andreas. So take the Rhee says, Mila Lidika had Kosu Andreas, Shemidika Shabbos, Mila Kishimor. But something we don't even have to resort to because so from Hitzvah's from the Rebbe we see that the Rebbe is Chiluk and Rashi. And according to Rashi, so the reason is why I'm thinking this is not the Shabbos because it is Sofi. But have you been invited that I'm thinking this is a Nisho, has it been over the table? So in other words, because it's something, because maybe he is an Isha. But, and if he's an Isha, so that means that he's Kota. But the Mitzias is Chayach Mile, you know what I mean? So according to Rashi, it's a special Tzeres Hakosom. That an Isha is Mufkas of Mile. And Isha is Mufkazim, according to the Rebbe. So, according to the Rebbe, it's the reason is why. So he says, Elohim, so as Lincoln is so people. So that means that according to Rashi, so an Isha is Mufkazim. Because Rashi says that the business why it's not the Shabbos is because it's Sofik. It's the same thing like the Rashi Moshes, the same Aloha. So we see from Rashi that even when the Mitzias is Chayach Mile, if he's an Isha, so he would cast the Mitzias Mile. And according to me, it's not like that. So now we can understand what Jesus is saying here. Tetzes says, "Umiu nishlem al pirush apuntes, shabe vachim al pirush al mishal al mishem, vechalka bepo vachim al gabel vicho, mal nisho shachim al pirule." So the question is, and over there too, how can we make a pirush? The answer is, if something is not mufke, but bitzies, we can visualize it, And before you could visualize a certain being would be naked, so you cannot make a pillar. But if something in the MCS is a child, but out of its mukke, even if it will be child, still it's potter. Let's say it has a unlegness. So unlegness, the only business why we have the mother unlegness, maybe it's exhaust. But if we had been sure that unlegness is incapable, so then we would have the mother unlegness. But in unlegness, milim shaya, so it's exosakosu, that is mukke. So melee, if it's exosakosu, then it's mukke, so we can make it here. Apparently, this is saying, this is true, Likam Hashem. The Mishnah says that Hashem mu'edes le'achel zol, if, let's say, Behemi eats vegetables, pu'e, so then, he's higher than Mishol in such a. But if a Behemi will eat, let's say, Godim, will eat Godim, so then it's not Olo, so it's not higher than such a. So Teitzu says the Kashi. But if it is Godim, so it's Mishune, so it's not the Tolde of Shem, then it's the Tolde of Keren. Then it's the Tolde of Keren. So this is that says, Umi Yishleim Alim Pirush HaKutres, Vishat Yopachim Om Pirche, Vilishay Vemche, Vichayigat Yepore Bachim. Now, so this is assumes, so this is the Rayon Koreshes, from Gimorim Bobotai Nachim, regarding Malkisho Shechemin of Nilo, that we can make a pirche even though it's Mishal. As long as our Kedin is moved. So over there, besides the fact that it's not Shaya, even the case where it is Shaya, and Isho is still Ptoho. But I am Leganes. I'm Leganes in the Chuy Vimile, maybe as a Dean of his own. But if we had been sure that the Leganes as a Dean of the Kedin, then we would report that even though it's Shaya, so the Mele, we can answer Rashi also. But Texas doesn't agree with Rashi. Texas only tries to explain to Rashi. Umiu Yishleim al Pirusha Kumfes. Bishaka Bachim. But Texas itself says no. Texas itself says no. Vimushtachas Bishum. So Texas, Vimira Dishen Amos in the Palgadine. Uyme Yishlechude. Why do you say the Palgadine? Not Kuradine. Because Texas Shite is that we could make a Pirche something to Yerusha. But Texas itself realizes that we can make a Pirche from something that is Leyev Shea, let's say, Malish Shechemin Mila, the answer is because of the initial Talpidim of Kass, Mashainkin here, Tesis Ochin is that here, it's not that the Shem is Mufke from the Roshen Olo. The reason is why Shem is not Chayim in Nezek Shoren. If a behavior eats Godim, because if a behavior eats Godim, so then it is Mishune, so it's a totally carrot. So it's a totally carrot, it cannot be Mechuya Mishim Shem. Because it's totally Keren. But Rashi could say that apart from the fact that if a behemoth eats Godim, so then it's Mishune, it's an unnatural act. So maybe it's totally Keren. So he couldn't be Mechuye. He couldn't be Mechuye mitzad Shem because it's totally Keren. Even if we'll be able to visualize it, I don't know such a case. But suppose we would be able to visualize a case where it wouldn't be a behemoth would do something, would eat something that is not whole, that is not adapted for it. And it wouldn't be a tolde of Keren, but he wouldn't be chayav b'shem Shem. Because according to Rashi, so the definition of Shem is if a behemoth eats something, if the behemoth does hezek, by something that the behemoth enjoys, yeshamor lezeke, and it's rolo. But if it's not rolo, then it is not shem. Even if it wouldn't be shem. Suppose there will be a situation, a behemoth, the fact is that whenever a behemoth eats something that is not rolo, so you can't eat all the shem. But suppose for some reason it wouldn't become a tolde mikaren. For some reason it wouldn't become a tolde mikaren. So he wouldn't be a chuyav b'shem Shem either. So since, according to Rashi, so it's an integral part of the essence of Shem that it should be a natural hanoel ezeke, not an unnatural hanoel ezeke. So in the melee we can make a pirush. Alright. Achmash a pirush. Now, I just want to mention one thing. And then the Gemara in Baba Kama, when the Gemara says, the Gemara learns how it is, about the Tzimut, from Isha and Kama, that Eved is possible is, my Eved, my Isha, she will be called. So, similarly, this Eved is possible to be called, indeed, my Isha, she can read the Milo, take up Eved, she will be Milo. So the question is, what is the Eved? So this is in Baba Kama, Baba Kama says, we can make it here ahead. Something is Lefsha, and the Pshat is, as long as our Tobi, it's Mukke, in addition to being Lefsha, it's Mukke, even the case where it is Lefsha, so maybe we can make it real. Now, Jim Kobetzes raises the same question, how can the Gemara say, Mal Nisho, Shachinim, and Mila, what is Lefsha anyway? So, Rabbi Mishale, in the book of Rabbi Mishale, Jim Kobetzes mentions another Pshat in the Gemara. שחילים במילו, אף אדם לא נשאל את במילו, פירק. והרב לא נשאל את זה על פירק. אף אדם לא נראה שאני, יש לו אימא שלא הציבו הכוסות להחליט ממנו דבוס. אז רב נשאל את זה על זה. לא, we cannot make a פירק from something that is correct. Apparently, רב נשאל את שיטי is that an issue is not with cousin. That an issue that an issue is not for Kasa. The only reason is why we don't have to be not an issue because Bimtzias. Bimtzias is not Shaya. And then if not maybe Bimtzias is the Shaya, but say Alvain is, so then there is a chiyum of Mila the Vatai, not the Sophic, maybe the Alvain is the status of a man. Even if we have been sure that the Alvain is the status of a woman, so according to Rabbi Mishale, according to Rabbi Mishale, if we had been sure that an Andreas has the status of a woman, it still would be Mechuyin of Mila. And why is that? Why aren't you Mechal Shabbat? Because of the special consequences. That Mila is Andreas, not because it's all, according to Rabbi Mishale. So Mila, that means that according to Rabbi Mishale, the Mishale is not with Gaza. If it's not with Gaza, Mila, what just? Because Bimtzias is a child of Mila. And by Andreas, the Batai will have Mechuyin to be Mala and Andreas. Not this all. But even though the Batai will have Mechuyin to be Mala and Andreas, but it's a special Tzakosu that it's not with a Shabbos. So maybe we cannot make it clear that because it's the Epshia and there is no Akkoi. So how does he explain the Pirchet Mal Misha Shechinim and the Pirchet? So Rabbi Mishale says that the more means Hatov Ezzabiz. Now the question arises. Monefshia. If she's not Chayach, not Chaya Mila, she has no Ola, she has no Ki, so she's not Chaya Mila, she's not Mila, she's not Mila, she's not Mila. In Tzias, you can draw blood, you can draw blood on the finger too, but that's not a Tavit Amulis. So a Tavit Amulis has to be in the Ola, in the Ki, Ola, in the Ki. So Manasha, if Rabbi Yishai Yishiki means that we couldn't make a Pirche from the Ptur of Isha Mila, because Isha is not Mufkaz Mila, just ordinarily, in a normal situation, it's not Chaya, there is no key. So it's not Chaya Mila. But when Andreas, we have to be Mala and Andreas. Even if we had been sure that Andreas is a Vada Isha, so it still would be Mechuyev be Vada Mila, because there is no Afkoye, there is no Ktu. We can't visualize such a situation. So what's the difference? That the Pirchei is not Tovet Zambris? Because Bimtzias, so there is no Ole, there is no Tovet Zambris. They'll make a Tovet Zambris, so it's like making a Tovet Zambris on the finger. So it's not a Tovet Zambris. So there is mention, I heard from my father kind of why, that Teretz that Reb Chaim gave under Rabbi Mishale. Because Rabbi Mishale is very strange. So Reb Chaim mentioned a certain Gemara in Arizona. before he is mal, so the mila is no mila. So, kind of a bit I must say, when I will mila with the holy sheep, so long that the mila of the other is basic issue. So then, one man, that's one man. Another man got that. So, learns it out from Hebel Gimel. From Hebel Gimel. So my denial, what's not the meaning? Whether we learn out that an akum, a goy cannot be mal from the positive part of this tishmei, an akum is not the full bris, or we learn it out from Gimel Gimel. So the Gemara says, a weaker denial ish, whether an isha can be in the house. So the man doma the atos the isha tishle olek the isha lakas mile man doma himu yime oike the isha kiman mile damye. So the Gemara says, if we learn out that the nochri is poslome from the atos the isha tishle and the nochri is not the full bris and the isha is not the full bris either in the bris, the amulet is not. And but if we learn out that noch is posmome because of him in Yimeil, so Ishe is Kiman Yimeilam. So it has to be explained. But why is Ishe Kiman Yimeilam? Because she has no. So let's say is called this also. Why? What's the plan? So Rav Chaim said as follows, that actually there are two aspects in the mitzvah of Mila. One mitzvah is Chrisasor, and the other mitzvah is Atok Tzamris. As a matter of fact, in the Proche of Lomel Sakirin, so Shom Tzitzel Tzibon Lomel Sakirin, Ul Hakik Mem Tzamris, Shil Molei Atok Tzamris, when you stand with Shomayim Boros. So we emphasize in the Proche of Mila Lagirin, so we emphasize Lomel Sakirin, Ul Hakik Mem Tzamris, Now, and there is a look, I suppose someone is a Milad Mo, or an Akum comes to this guy, and he is a Mo, so he has to be Makit Damris. So, in the case of Milad Mo, so we can say, so according to one Shita, it's because of the Sophic or the Pushi. But in the case of Akumochibon is Gaia, so there's certainly no Shoshe of all the Pushe, still we have to be Matit Amris. So what's the purpose of that Akum Amris? He has no role anyway. The answer is there are two Kinyumim in Mitzvah Smilei. One is a Kinyum of Prisas Ol, and the other Kinyum, the other aspect, is Akum Amris. So somebody is never told, we cannot, even if we are not facing law of Pushe. So, but then, so we have to be Matit Amris in order to be Mikayim, the mitzvah of Atos Amris. And even if we say that the reason is to buy Milad Mo, so we have to be Matit Amris because we are Hitchish for all the Kushe, so the question is, suppose that, what does all the Kushe mean? All the Kushe means that the foreskin is so impregnated in the gid that it's impossible to remove the foreskin. I mean, if you remove the foreskin, so you mutilate the person. So, we are certainly not mechuyev, we are not even allowed to remove the foreskin if it's an olah kushe. So, what purpose does the drawing out of blood accomplish if there is no special mitzvah apart from Pesach olah, also after Pesach olah? So, that in itself proves that there are two aspects. First of all, there is a chiyuv to remove the olah. Then there is a chiyuv to be Matit Amris. As a matter of fact, we have two broches. We have the broche alamilo, so that broche is recited by the father of the Tinei, and that's all. That broche is recited by the mayor, and then the father of the Tinei recites the broche, as you shown says of Itzibonu, Lachmisei Yudhisi Shalabonovinu. And Kitzse says that the broche of Lachmisei Yudhisi Shalabonovinu is also a Birkas HaMitzvah, and it has to be evil as Yosef. Our meaning is that we do it between the Chitoch HaOleh and the Priyeh. So Mele, today's Mele, I mean most of them, so they do the Chitachor and the Kriya, the Masachas. So Mele, the moment the Mele finishes the Broche of Alamilo, so the father of the teenage says recite the Broche, Lach Mise Bishma Boavim. But it's also in the Mesam Mitzvah. Which Mitzvah? The answer is, there are two Mitzvahs. There is one Mitzvah to remove the foreskin law and that, so that Broche, Alamilo, is recited by the Shliach. In the same way, let's say, if you appoint the Shliach to put up a mezuzah at the door, so the Balabais is not going to be the mezuzah. Who makes the Broche? Not Balabais. Even though it's his scheme of Mitzvah, but the one who does the Maisa Mitzvah, the Shliach does it. So if a male does it, so not the father is recites the Broche Alamilo, but the male does it. Mashiachim, there is another mitzvah of Lach Mitzvah Yudhisi Shalavon Avinu. So there it's not the mitzvah of drawing out the blood. The fact that Dam Bris is drawn out. So the male, so it's not the mitzvah. So whose mitzvah is it primarily? Is the father's. So the father recites the blood. Anyway, there are two mitzvahs. There is one mitzvah of Krisas Ore, and then there is another mitzvah of Atofes Dam Bris. As a matter of fact, I mean, in regard to the Von Kaplan, so as far as the key and the aspect of Trisas all is concerned, so Von Kaplan is all right. There is no flaw in that. But in Von Kaplan, so there is no coming out of blood simultaneously in the Trisas all. There is a lot of blood coming out before, but not simultaneously in the Trisas all. So in Melee, the Chisom in the Von Kaplan is that it will be devoid of the Kiyum HaMitzvah of HaTofes Dam Bris, because HaTofes Dam Bris has to be fulfilled simultaneously with the Krisas Ore, the Krisas Ore. So there are two mitzvahs. So the Mele Rav Chaim says, as far as the mitzvah, when the Gemara says, Mayim Kedenaye, so Isho Kedenaye, Rimandona, HaTofes Dam Bris, Tishnei, so Isho, and Isho is not the whole Bris. But the Mandoma Kimil Yomeo. So Umandoma Kimil Yomeo. So Isho Kimandimayo. So this we can understand from Ishai. So that means, according to this Gemara, as far as the Mitzvah of Yue is concerned, so there is no alcohol. That's the Shikyo from Ishai. As far as the mitzvah of Krisas Ore is concerned, there is no outcome. There is no outcome. And the only reason is why we are not Malon Isho, because it's Machaya, and they don't have to be Shaya, let's see how it is. So you have to be Malon B'Teras Vaga, not B'Teras Ore. But why is it B'Teras Shabbos? It's a special Krisas Akosu. Allah say Vaga B'Teras Shabbos. I mean, Allah say B'Loi Milas Amreinus. Not Vaga. But Allah say B'Loi Milas Amreinus. But as far as Krisas Ore is concerned, the Mishnah is not in the cast of the mitzvah of Krisas Ore. It's Machaya, the same way as a male whose kid was Nechas. So it's Machaya. So a Mishnah the same way. Bashim came with Gabriel, the king of the first time of Eves. Of course it's Machaya. But even if it would be Shaya, even if it would be Shaya, she would be true. She would be true. So in other words, that would mean that according to Rabbi Yishaya, regarding Rabbi Benjamin, so it depends. Insofar as the mitzvah of Krisas Ore is concerned, so and Yishaya and Rabbi Benjamin is highly near the Vada. But insofar, I'm sorry. So insofar as the mitzvah of Krisas Ore is concerned, So then she's not Mufkas. So she's not Mufkas. So Mele Bivadai, she's highly Krisas Ore. But insofar as the mitzvah of HaTofes Dam Bris is concerned, so then the only reason is why we have to be Matir Dam Bris, because maybe he's his own. But if he had been in the cave, so then there wouldn't be any chiyuv of HaTofes Dam Bris. And that's the pshat in Gemara. What the Gemara says, Isha Yikirinai, Limat Yoma, Shabbos b'Tishrei. So like the Shabbat Basmili, because after his B.C. Tishmeya has reference to the mitzvah of Bris, of Atomis and Bris, the Shabbat Basmili, she is both cast of the Kinyan mitzvah of Atomis and Bris, But Uman Roma, Hile, the mitzvah of Princess Ahoy, so Elisha would also be Mechuyabes, and that Mechuyabes is Mechuyab in Vandai, in the mitzvah of Princess Ahoy. So, the many way, Elisha came out of the Dami, because she's not with God. So that's the pshat in Rabbi Yishai. So Rabbi Yishai rejects the pshat by Rashi, that when Gemara says, Mal Yishai Shabbat in Mile, so Gemara means the mitzvah of Jesus all. So he says that's not Efshar. And if it is Efshar, then she is Mechayeves in the mitzvah of Jesus all. But what does Gemara mean? Gemara means Hatokas Dabris. Hatokas Dabris. So Isha is Mufkas in the kill of Hatokas Dabris. Because the Nodom is Darki Mishneratsme, as the Magi Mishne explains it, from Takolis Dilis. So Mele, so that's why, so it's a role, Mashinkim Gabinzoki, so it's not Darki Mishne or from Takolis in Mortis. So Mele, it is role, so the tool of Odom, the Korinth Ramba, is because of any role. That's so Rashishit is like Ramba. So, bei odom shel pota odom khoshe de ro va de shnam pota tom, bei de kam da bekhim mi shel in peyer, in mitz va bim khay va mis kit in peyer, in ro de peyer. So, only according to Rabbanon we find such a thing as in ro de peyer, if two of in so we find a two of in ro de peyer, because according to Rabbanon, so the bala peyer is pota for kim, ma shein kine according to Rabbiude, that bala peyer is khay for kim, he doesn't dash the droshe of Chameya and Mekeli, so the Mele, we don't have any role there. But the Rabbi is made that there is a tool of Adon, if an Adon got killed in the Beya, the answer is that's not because of any role, that's a special Zarkozo. Just like Tom and Beige, Vaguely, come on, got the Chimna, the Shem, the Beer, the Israel, the Chalab, the Kim, the Beer, and all the Beer. But Mishkach, the Rodo, El Nile, the Rodo, Nama, Choshe, the Rodo, the Beer. The Rodo, the Rodo, is behind me. Abo, Kaili, Choshe, the Rodo, come on, and all, the Rodo, Maske, we have. The Abo, P, the Kaili, the Chavite, Matke, the Habre, Abo, Kaili, Choshe, the Rodo, come on, and all, the Maske, we have. The Abo, Abo, P, the Kaili, the Chavite, Matke, the Habre, Kedona, the Sefer, Pericapoli, come on, you killing? We call what can we shame you, shame is calculating that. So again, the question is, Monefsha, if it's Yesh came, shame is calculating the Havre, so they cannot be music. So if they're not music, so then it's Yevsha. So how can we make it Pirche? So we have to say here too, Yesh came, shame is calculating the Havre. In other words, only came Havre. So then can readily be damage to the heaven of the Baal. Killing the Tanakh Hadoshi, I'm not readily damaged by Hadley. But sometimes, something unusual happens, and the thing of killing that are not you can also, are also damaged. So even in such a case, it's potter. So that means that our PD, so it's potter, Balabeo is potter for a headache of him. We think, how does Rabbi say? Kishon is beer lechadimai. As it kule. So if the Torah had mentioned, let's say, beer and reva, so then we could deduce age. But how do we deduce age? After all, beer and reva is not lechadimai. Mashmut.